Today is a very special day for us, for many reasons. First of all, of course, we will be celebrating the first communion of one of our young people, Giancarlo. This is a special day for you as our Lord Jesus comes to you in the Eucharist for the first time. We are all praying for you. We are all so happy for you. And we are reminded that today, not only you are able to receive the Lord just once, but again and again, each and every Sunday. Our Lord Jesus loves you in the Eucharist. He has waited for all eternity for this day so that he could be with you, Giancarlo. Today is also a very special day because today we celebrate Mother's Day, a day in which we recognize and we acknowledge the sacrifices made by our mothers, our grandmothers, godmothers, spiritual mothers, all those who have given their life and their love for us. We are blessed to have their presence in our lives for the great many ways that they have sacrificed for us. We also acknowledge that today, Mother's Day, also can be a difficult day for some of us. Perhaps there are those among us who have lost our mothers or experienced hardship in our relationships with our mothers, or who never had a presence of a mother in their lives. This day can be very difficult for these individuals. We also recognize that there are many women in our midst who wish to be mothers, but nevertheless who struggle with the cross of infertility or have experienced abortion in their lives. We also acknowledge that there are many who are seeking to be mothers, but who have not yet found God's plan in their lives. For all of these women, we hear all united in prayer, and we tell all of you, you are not alone. Our Lord Jesus loves you, and as he says in our gospel today, he says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you and be with you. And so later on in the Mass, I will give a special blessing to all of our mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, all spiritual mothers gathered here in the church today. Today, as we hear from this gospel, I invite us to ponder three things that Jesus tells to us, that he tells to his disciples. These are words given by Jesus in the Last Supper as he prepares to undergo his passion, but also these are words for his disciples as they prepare for his going away at the ascension. First of all, he tells to his disciples, he says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. We know that God gives to us his commandments. We know that Jesus is the God of love. And oftentimes we can forget that love does require rules. And this is not to be a burden to us, but the rules are meant to be in our lives. God's commandments are meant to be in our lives to help us to grow in love. We are told elsewhere in the Gospels that when a young scholar of the law comes to Jesus and says, Teacher, what are the two greatest commandments in the law? And Jesus responds by saying, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and strength, and as you shall love your neighbor as yourself. These two commandments summarize all of the law, all of the prophets. In order for us to love, we must follow God and his commandments. The next thing that Jesus tells to his disciples, he says to his disciples that his Father will send to them an advocate, the Holy Spirit. He tells to his disciples that he will soon be departing from them. And we can imagine ourselves thinking like the apostles, Jesus, why don't you just stay here? Why don't you stay here on earth after your resurrection and remain here on earth until the end of time? So we could see you physically, your body, and see you and encounter you. Well, that would be wonderful. But Jesus tells his disciples that it is better for him to go so that he can send the Holy Spirit. It is through the Holy Spirit that we ourselves are transformed into other Christs. In the great gift, in the moment of our baptism, our soul was infused with the Holy Spirit, and we ourselves were claimed by Christ. We were made adopted sons and daughters of the Father. Through the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, is able to be with his church. And it is through the Holy Spirit that he makes himself present here at every Mass under the appearances of bread and wine, knowing full well that it is truly Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit that is given to each and every priest and bishop, God makes himself present at each and every Mass. Jesus then goes on to say, he says, I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. So when he says this, it's when Jesus says, I am in the Father, and you are in me, he's not saying, I am with you, or I am in you, like we are in our car when we use our car to go somewhere. No, he's saying something much more profound. When we ourselves experience hardship, when we experience sickness, loneliness, or we are in trouble and we wish to have someone present in our lives, what gives us consolation is, yes, simply the presence of another person. They can step into our very life right there in that moment and be with us, and in a very real way, be within our hearts. The love that that person's presence gives to us is something very real, and our hearts desire for it. So when Jesus says, I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you, he is saying, I am with you in those moments of struggle, in those moments of sorrow, in those moments of pain. This is what love does for us. Love himself, Jesus, wishes to be in us, and we wish to be in him, to share with him whatever it is that is on our hearts. And each and every time we receive him in the great sacrament of the Eucharist, he comes to dwell in us, and we dwell in him. We share with him our struggles, our pain, our sorrow, our joys, the happiness we experience. This is what it means to live in him, with a great anticipation that one day we will be with him and in him in the life of the Trinity. Jesus calls us to remain in him through his commandments. By living out his commandments, by remaining faithful to him, especially as well in the sacraments, we are able to share in his own divine life. And he gives to us what our hearts desire, the peace and joy and the consolation that only God can give.